track 7, continuing with the news stories. And by way of contrast to the headline story that we had about the No Limits Cafe, this cafe is as strong as ever at 29 years old. A Newton Abbott cafe will celebrate its 29th year of trading in the town at the end of the month. A popular haunt among residents and visitors alike, the Country Table Cafe opened its doors for the first time in March 1996. And 29 years later, the Bank Street Cafe is still going strong, with its owner, Karen Brady, employing 14 members of staff. The Country Table Cafe will celebrate its 29th birthday on Monday, the 31st of March, with balloons, banners, and teas and coffees at 1996 prices. While others have come and gone, it's perhaps not surprising that the Country Table Cafe has been going strong for close to 30 years, given Karen's passion for traditional, affordably priced food using fresh, quality ingredients from local producers and suppliers. Some people say, oh, it's 29 years, and not think of it as anything significant. But I think it is significant because we're still here, Karen said. We have real traditional home-cooked food. Some of the recipes are unique to us. The corned beef hash, the bubble and squeak, and so on. They're recipes that we have devised. And it's not just the classics. Karen is especially proud of her business gluten-free and vegan menus. The cafe has come a long way since the late 90s, expanding its floor space in 2003. Karen said, I think it's only us and the pizza cafe that have had the same owner since the beginning. Before launching the Country Table with her husband Alan, Karen worked at Walborough School in the kitchen. Some of the children I used to cook meals for come in with their kids. It's really lovely, said Karen with a smile.
Wildlife visit funded by Tynmouth pupils. Children at a Tynmouth primary school raise money from cake sales and a raffle to fund a recent encounter with exotic animals. Millie the millipede, Skippy the frog, Alexis the snake and Faye the polecat were among the animals that spent a morning visiting children in Nursery and Key Stage 1 at Our Lady and St Patrick's School. As well as learning about each animal's habitat, behaviour and role in the ecosystem, the children were encouraged to ask questions before getting the opportunity to handle the visitors. Marie Pullman, the handler from Animals to You Southwest, who shared interesting facts about each animal, hoped that the experience would help the children to get a better understanding of the diverse species on the planet and the importance of conservation. For many, this was their first time getting close to such unique creatures, and the experience left them amazed and inspired, a spokesperson from Our Lady in St. Patrick said. The children were incredibly brave and Marie remained patient throughout, particularly with the children who were a little less sure of the snake. The school would like to thank her very much for this and for the entire experience, the spokesperson added. Comments from the children throughout the morning included, I didn't know that frogs could climb, and I didn't know that snakes had teeth. The visit is part of the school's ongoing efforts to provide students with interactive and engaging educational experiences. Animals to Us Southwest's visit to Our Lady in St Patrick's School was not just about animals, it was about creating lasting memories and sparking a passion for the natural world. The event undoubtedly left a lasting impression on the children, encouraging them to explore, protect and appreciate the wonders of wildlife, commented Our Lady and St Patrick's spokesperson. The children should feel particularly proud that they funded the entire event themselves.
Pilot Lettice immortalised a new national exhibition. A wartime pilot from Newton Abbott has been honoured in a new display at the International Bomber Command Centre. Devon-born Lettice Curtis was the first woman to fly and deliver a Lancaster bomber to operational squadrons and has been recognised by a significant new exhibition at the Lincolnshire Museum. The Women in War exhibition pays tribute to vital but often overlooked contributions of women in wartime. At the heart of the exhibition are 10 striking steel silhouettes crafted by Standing with Giants, honouring remarkable women, including Lettice Curtis, a pioneering aviator born in 1915 in Denbury near Newton Abbott. A graduate of Benenden and St Kilda's, Oxford, she defied expectations by joining the Air Transport Auxiliary during World War II. For 62 consecutive months, she tirelessly flew a diverse range of aircraft, adhering to a demanding 13 days on, 2 days off schedule. Post-war, she contributed to the establishment of the Joint Civil and RAF Air Traffic Control Centre at West Drayton. A founding member of the British Women's Pilots Association, her passion for flight remained undiminished, culminating in her qualification to fly helicopters at the age of 77. She only voluntarily ceased flying at the age of 80, leaving behind a remarkable legacy of skill and determination. She died in Maidenhead, Berkshire, at the age of 99. Nikki van der Drift, Chief Executive of the IBCC, said, "This exhibition is a testament to the IBCC's commitment to recognition, remembrance, and reconciliation. We are proud to honour the women who played such a vital role in protecting the freedoms we enjoy today." Baroness Hogg emphasised, "By 1943, women were integral to the war effort, filling crucial roles in the armed forces, industry and other wartime organisations," she said. "These 10 silhouettes represent the vast and varied contributions of women whose capabilities were finally acknowledged in the face of their undeniable impact."
The Newton Abbott branch of Santander has escaped the latest round of branch closures. The town's branch is not listed among the 95 earmarked for closure, despite several from Devon being on the list, including Torquay, Exmouth, Plimpton and Honiton. However, this does not mean that Newton Abbott will be unaffected. The High Street Bank is also looking to reduce hours at 36 branches and remove the front counter from 18 others, and these branches have yet to be named.
Tynmouth residents have been urged to roll up their sleeves and become little heroes for a big spring clean on Saturday, March the 29th. The event, which coincides with the Keep Britain Tidy Big Spring Clean and the Surfers Against Sewage Spring Clean, starts at 10 a.m. in the Triangle. Volunteers will then head around the town and along the beaches to get the town ready for the summer. Last year's Big Spring Clean in Tynmouth generated 18 bags of litter weighing 15 kilos. The annual Tynmouth Spring Clean organisers, councillors David Cox and Penny Lloyd, plan to count the bags of litter again this year so that they can send the data to be compiled as part of the National Spring Clean Statistics.
Easter egg hunt in Dawlish for families. Easter fun is coming to Dawlish with a great Easter egg hunt. Dawlish Town Council is organising the hunt and promises a visit from a special guest. The event takes place on Saturday, April the 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Manor Gardens in Old Town Street. Children will also be able to enjoy crafts and colouring at the Riverside Centre and an Easter bonnet competition for families. A Town Council spokesman said, "Get creative and start crafting your perfect Easter springtime bonnet for the Easter Bonnet Contest and meet the Easter Bunny and take your family photos with him."